This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. WHYY's Plan Philly introduces a new series. It's called The 47 Historias Along a Bus Route. Historias are stories. We'll be sharing them about the Latino communities connected by SEPTA's 47 bus. Today we hear from Isabel Espinosa Sanchez, an immigrant from Mexico. She's built a business selling religious icons and supplies at her shop on 9th Street. You can see those icons, like images of the Virgin Mary or the Virgin of Guadalupe, in row house windows, on front stoops, and in shop windows in South Philadelphia. But more than just selling, Espinosa Sanchez connects her customers to what is holy. Here's the story from Emma Restrepo and Jane Von Bergen.
Welcome to Route 47, service to kids and God free.
There are religious events for Latinos that cross borders, and not only the one with the United States, but also those of Philadelphia. The celebration each December of the feast day of the Virgen de Guadalupe. In 1531, the Virgin appeared to an indigenous campesino, Juan Diego, asking that an altar be built for her. In Mexico, that altar is one of the nation's most visited places. And here in Philadelphia, there is no shortage for altars to the Virgin of Guadalupe. They are in every Central American home. Since they were children, Mexicans and Central Americans have learned to love Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe. The love es palpable.
Pues es increíble cómo desde sus niñitos ellos ya reconocen quién es la Virgen de Guadalupe y la fe que le tienen es sorprendente. Es sorprendente. Es un amor increíble, que eso se siente, vaya, se palpa.
Isabel Espinosa Sánchez is the owner of San Miguel Arcángel Store, located in South Philly on the Route 47 Spur, in what is sometimes called the Mexican Market. Isabel and her husband arrive in this country with a visa and with a job, thanks to the fact that part of the family was already settled in the United States. In Mexico, they had toured the country selling natural fiber hats, but the business was doing badly when field workers from the Braceros program returned to Mexico from the United States. They brought back a new fashion, caps or gorros, instead of sombreros.
Obviamente que ya la mayoría de la gente venía a trabajar y regresaban, iban y venían, los famosos braceros. Ellos son los que llevaron la moda de las gorras a México.
In the United States, just as they had in Mexico, Espinosa and her husband decided to go along the East Coast selling Mexican products, particularly those connected with the Virgin of Guadalupe, because Mexicans venerate the Virgin in caps, t-shirts, keychains, purses, belts, and bags.
Entonces ya era santos, las gorras, pero todas las gorras con Virgen de Guadalupe, el paliacate con la Virgen de Guadalupe, el cinturón con Virgen de Guadalupe, las carteras con Virgen de Guadalupe. O sea, era todo religioso.
Tired of traveling, Espinosa decided to open a store in Philadelphia on 9th Street. Other cities may have more Mexicans, but Philadelphia is the only city that brings Mexicans and Central Americans together in one place.
Como recorremos muchos pueblos, nosotros sabemos más o menos la dinámica de cada ciudad. La única ciudad que hay que están concentrados los latinos es en Philadelphia, la calle 9.
This store is a boon for immigrants seeking heavenly comfort. But it's also the store for all families when baptisms and first communions are celebrated. The store tells about the Catholicism of Latinos.
La Virgen de Guadalupe, ella obra milagros increíbles en todos los sentidos. Tú pide y ella es grandiosa en salud, en lo que tú quieras, lo que tú le pidas. Y San Judas Tadeo es el santo de los casos difíciles y desesperados.
For Espinosa, her store is her realization. With a Catholic and business family background, having a store that offers you a God, who comforts you, who gives you everything, especially if you have left your family, customs, and traditions behind, is essential.
Ya que tengas un Dios que te cobija, un Dios que te consuela, un Dios que todo te lo da, eso se me hace pues muy reconfortable para los que estamos dejando, porque la verdad, en dejar tanta cosa en tu país, como familia, como costumbres, como tradiciones, como muchas cosas, de encontrar a Dios aquí es fortalecerte.
Emma Restrepo and Jane von Bergen, Plan Philly, WHYY.
It's Morning Edition at 6:50. This is WHYY.